Fortnite has had way too much censorship in their game. Like, way too much. And quite honestly, I wouldn't say I'm the biggest fan of it. Now, I'm not saying I want these characters running around fully naked, or emotes to contain inappropriate language for little Timmy to hear at home with his parents. However, I would like the game to kinda stop with unnecessary censorship changes they end up bringing, like restricting the ability to use certain emotes next to someone because they're using another emote, or hiding certain parts of some slightly more revealing skins. I mean, come on, Fortnite. Don't act like you didn't know what you were doing back in the day with some classics, and how the community responded to all that. As weird as it sounds, it's true. Fortnite is a teen-rated game, and there is quite literally nothing wrong with showing their entire leg. I mean, you can go take a look at what some of the skins Marvel Rivals have been getting away with, and yeah, it's starting to seem like Cammy without the leggings doesn't seem like too much of an ask. You can actually trace the censorship all the way back to the times when Fortnite had a global chat in Save the World. Now I get it, with the global chat in any game, it's gonna be hard to keep up with the amount of toxicity that comes from it, as well as people leaking their address and spamming that crap with links. I'm not saying that Epic should just sit back and let us have our freedom, but completely removing it and never figuring out a way for it to function as intended feels wrong. You took away a cool feature that genuinely helped some players progress and make friends, and then you never brought it back, not even an alternative. Then there came the Icon Series emotes. I get it, you know, you don't want straight swearing coming from a song, even if Fortnite allows another part of that song to be in the emote. In fact, swearing has never even been a thing in Fortnite to begin with, so it makes total sense. But sometimes Fortnite would randomly censor a part of a song that isn't really the end of the world if it were to be set in game. Like that one emote that mentions the word devil. Are we dead at Fortnite? But you know what has to be the most craziest censorship that Fortnite has ever done? You would think that this type of censorship being so utterly terrible would be featured in the most dog shit season ever, right? But no, you would be wrong, because this censorship came out of nowhere at their all-time peak during Season OG. Genius level thinking. Let's throw in some changes that could potentially piss off a lot of players while we're at an all-time high. They're lucky that this was a change implemented towards the end of the season and not something that they launched at the beginning. The censorship that I'm referring to is when they decided that they didn't want to be a gun game anymore, rather kid-friendly, and stripped all references to any weapons or guns in the main menu screen. Not only did they do that, but they also attempted disabling cosmetics from modes that aren't rated teen, and that included from your locker. Any skin with a type of knife, melee weapon in general, ammunition of sorts, or firearm would get a stupid warning on top of it that prevented the player from using it in anything that isn't a teen-rated experience. It's a banana, Epic. Why are we taking this so seriously? Then there's the issues that people have with collaboration skins not being one-to-one because Fortnite decided that they needed to add a small touch to them to make them less revealing. Like, I'm not gonna complain about this too much because it doesn't completely break the skin just because I can't see Katana's thighs more. But if you're going to add a highly popular character from another franchise, you might as well do yourself the favor and just throw it in anyways, since you know damn well you're gonna be making a ton of money from that. And it really isn't even that bad at times. Like, I feel like Fortnite just tries to get a kick out of us whenever they do stuff like this. I think the new Tatsumaki skin from One Punch Man is a good balance of this, where they had to pull her dress down just a little bit so that you couldn't see the lines indicating that she isn't really wearing much under there. Even though Fortnite will always slap a pair of shorts under every skin with the type of skirt. Which is strange though, because again, Marvel Rivals has literally no issue with characters wearing a bikini and is also rated teen, but alright. Now I know so far I've mainly been seen to oppose the censorship restrictions in the game, and I still will do that in just a moment, but there are actually some changes that I think are really good from Epic. You see, Epic has a track record of stopping people from getting too inappropriate, for a lack of better word, with emotes. Back in Chapter 5, they released a Hide Toxic Emotes feature, which hid any emotes that people would use to make fun of or discriminate others. This would basically hide emotes such as Laugh It Up, Take the L, Make It Plantain, The Whip Crack, and so on and so forth. I think y'all get the point. Sorry guys, I had to switch places at this point of the video. The audio might sound a little different, but let's continue. Now, while I will admit that this definitely mitigates toxicity, I'm also gonna say that this is kind of dumb to have this feature on as default in the first place.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have to go into settings and toggle this off if you don't mind seeing these emotes in-game or in the lobby. Which is weird, cause like, why are we touching my preferences if I don't want it? And a lot of people have gone on to say that it's a video game for crying out loud, and kids have gone soft, which is like a yes and no. There are a lot of kids who play this game nowadays, probably more than adults if we're being real, and so I get wanting to make it a safer environment. But at the same time, I'd be a tad annoyed if some cosmetics I paid for couldn't be seen by others because doing a silly dance in the game hurts their feelings. But restrictions on emotes didn't stop there. Oh no 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 no. Just recently, Epic dropped a quiet update for the use of specific emotes in-game. This basically makes it so that you aren't allowed to do another specific emote next to someone who's also doing one. Now look, I get people can get really weird and surprisingly creative with how they combine emotes to make certain scenes, but unfortunately, this just adds more fuel to the fire of Fortnite censorship taking away a lot of the players' freedom to express themselves, even in weird ways. Like, I feel like we're forgetting that Fortnite is supposed to be rated teen and is slowly leaning towards becoming a safe kids game like Roblox. Well, actually, being like Roblox is something you might not want to be at the moment. And it only worries people for the future of this game, like when it was announced that Disney is going to be heavily partnering with Fortnite moving forward and that not all outfits will be able to hold guns. Like, bruh. I mean, this is the same game that has Peter Griffin and Ernie the Giant Chicken from Family Guy, or Sub-Zero and Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. In hindsight though, I do understand that Epic is just trying their best to appease ratings and shareholders while keeping the game a safe environment as possible, but there's no denying that a lot of the decisions they've made over the past couple of years handling censorship have been rather strange to see. But anyways, that's pretty much going to be it for today's video. This has been the weird history of Fortnite censorship. Let me know in the comment section down below, what do you guys think? How would you handle censorship in Fortnite? Do you think Fortnite should lay off the restrictions a bit, or are people just gooners for wanting to see more of a skin? I would love to know. Thank you all so much for watching. Please leave a like and subscribe if you enjoyed, and use code TRULYMYSTIC in the item shop if you would like to support me there. Now I hope you all have a wonderful day or night, and I'll catch you in the next one. It's Truly Mystic, and until then, peace.